Don't give people false hopes. In other words, don't make them think that you'll be able to do something for them when you can't. Now, there's so many examples of this in today's day and age. Somebody is worried, and you can see that worried look on his face, and you ask him, what's the problem? He tells you, I'm in debt. And you say to him, don't worry, don't stress, I'll help you out. I'll help you repay that debt. I'll take care of it, don't worry. And thereafter, you go silent. That person, he has his full hopes on you now, that you're going to help him out, that you're going to get him out of this difficult situation. Similarly, somebody has tried for so long, but he can't find a job. And again, you realize something's wrong. You ask him, what's wrong, brother? And he says, I'm unemployed. I've been for a while, and I can't get a job. And you say, don't worry, I'll sort it out. I've got plenty of people. I've got contacts. Then afterwards, you don't get in touch with him. Now, he's thinking, so-and-so is going to help me out. He told me he'll help me out. So the moral is, don't give people false hope. If you can help, if you're in a position to help, only state how much you can help. If you can only do so much, mention it. Not more than it, and don't get the person's hopes up. Otherwise, this is disheartening for a believer. And as Muslims, we should try and fulfill the needs and relieve the difficulties of the ummah, not to dishearten them.